Here I've got Taylor Bloren. Taylor, you're with Roush and Vehicle Marketing Coordinator. First of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do for the company.
Hello, my name's Taylor Bloren. Like you said, I work for Roush Performance. I'm in the vehicle marketing division, and I've been focusing a lot of my attention on this new propane-powered F-150 we have. We've had it out now for roughly six months, so it's going really well. We're really, really happy about it. It's gaining a lot of interest, especially with the high fuel prices, and it also lowers foreign dependency on oil and things like that.
Well, we're at the Farm Science Review, and a gorgeous morning here, day two. And you've got one of these trucks on display. Let's take a look at it and tell me a little bit about it. We'll start with the fuel tank in the back here.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's a relatively simple system. We tried to make this OEM as possible, and OEM stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer. So basically you have here, you have a 59-gallon fuel tank. It's 48.5 usable gallons of propane. You can only fill propane 80% full because of its expansion rate. And inside that tank is a fuel pump and an electronic eye that measures as a gauge for how much fuel you have left. So I'm going to walk.
Let's walk down the side of the truck here.
You know, everything's just simple. You have fuel lines here. We take the tank out. We drop the gasoline tank, and you put our fuel lines in, and that runs up here to the fuel rail assembly. And this is unique. This is Roush built to our specifications. And when you're running on propane, it actually increases your engine life because there's less carbons.
That's another benefit.
And now,
as far as, you know, we've talked about how the fuel and the fuel line that comes up here, but otherwise you basically got, I guess, a pretty standard pickup
truck. Yeah, it's a basic
truck.
You know, the best thing, people hop in and they say, hey, you know, this runs like a truck, and it really does. There's no horsepower or torque loss. Towing capacity is also unchanged. So it's all right there. It's nothing new. They actually been using propane for, you know, a long, long time.
Well, where does, are these widely available? How does somebody find one?
We have 400 Roush dealers in our performance section that are Ford dealers. So we're selling the Ford product right now. So you could go to any Ford dealer, really, but you could ask them about the Roush Propane F-150, and they'd probably be able to give you some information on it. So that's who we're targeting. We're also, you know, targeting major fleets. U-Haul's purchased 5 of these vehicles, so they're talking about converting, you know, things into that.
And as far as the fuel itself, I suppose you just pull into your local propane dealer to
tank
up?
Actually, there's over 12,000 independent propane retailers, so there's a lot out there, you know. I forgot what I was going to say there.
Well, so as far as, I think you mentioned also that when you turn this vehicle on, it starts a little differently, though, than a regular engine.
You want me to show you?
Yeah, let's go around there and try that as well.
I got to grab the keys in here.
While he's getting the keys, we'll just take a look here at this truck that's on display. And we are at the Farm Science Review. It's early in the morning of the second day, and people are definitely coming on out. It looks like we're going to have great attendance here today as these people come into the Ohio Propane Gas Association booth and see all the products they have on display, which includes everything from the truck out here to barbecue equipment that is propane powered, as well as inside the building. We've got all kinds of different propane powered equipment. So yeah, here we go, Beck. We've got Taylor here.
And as you can see, this looks just like a normal, you know, F-150. There's nothing changed on it. So you simply just take the key, put it in the ignition, and you turn it to the start position just once. So now I did this. It's checking the temperature and pressure in the lines, and then it fires up.
Yeah.
And it's actually just like all cars do that when you crank it. They have to make sure the pressure and temperature is correct. So it's basically the same system.
It still has that nice throaty rumble that you want pickup too, huh?
But in the engine bay up here is actually a little quieter. Right. And you will experience a 10 to 15% mile per gallon loss. Mm-hmm. So, you know, an average F-150 is going to get about 15 miles per gallon. You're probably going to see about 12 to 13. But you also have to take into consideration propane is a good benchmark because it's usually 30% less than the national average of gasoline. So your savings are there.
Plus, like you said, it's a way to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, and it's a much cleaner burning fuel than regular. Yep.
This is 30 to 40% cleaner emissions, you know. So you're really helping the environment. At the same time, you're going to be, you know, saving some money as well.
Anything else about the truck that you think people might be interested to know? I mean, how about as far as pricing? Does it compare in terms of if you bought a non-propane F-150?
Yeah, it's actually, so we would sell you the conversion. You would have your existing 2008 F-150, and we would convert it. The conversion's about $10,000 if you send it to Roush and have us convert it. We also are selling a retail kit with instructions that you yourself could install, and that's around $8,400. But the other thing to keep in mind is this vehicle is eligible for the $2,500 alternative motor fuel tax credit. So that's a big advantage as well.
Okay, well, thank you. Taylor Bloor is a vehicle marketing coordinator with Roush Performance Products. Here at the Farm Science Review, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.